Welcome to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. Whether you're a parent, pastor, Royal Rangers leader, or a church leader seeking ideas for building an effective ministry to boys, this podcast is for you. So let's get started as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the adventure of Royal Rangers. Well, welcome back to the Royal Ranger Podcast. I'm your host, Rob, and I'm excited to be with you as we continue to talk about all things Royal Rangers and to be able to help you, the local outpost leader. Well, you know, one of the things that when we are doing Royal Rangers that happens oftentimes that you have to start your outpost. For many of us, we come into an outpost and it's already established, it's going, it's working well, or you're having to help it along. But you know, with every outpost, there's a beginning and they have to start. Well, and that starts with the vision of some leaders and the pastor. Really, when it comes down to it, they're wanting to see young boys and young men come closer to the Lord. That's what Rangers is all about. Well, today with me, I have a friend of mine. His name is Tom Sicente. And if you're involved in Royal Rangers down in the Southwest region, you're going to know that name really, really well. If you don't, you will soon. But Tom has been a part of Rangers for a long time. And I wanted to bring him on today to talk about starting a new Royal Ranger outpost in your area. Hey, Tom, welcome to the Royal Ranger Podcast.
Hey, it is great, great to be here with you, Rob. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, we're excited to have you here with us. Now, Tom, take a few moments and tell us about who Tom is, your experience in Royal Rangers, your family, and you know what your new role is. Though, if you're in Royal Rangers now, you have a new title. But tell us about your experience with Rangers.
Yeah, so I currently serve as a Southeast Regional Director. So that covers kind of everywhere from North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Southern Latin, Florida Multicultural District, West Florida, and Penn, Florida. So it kind of covers that Southeast region. I also serve my local district as a Deputy District Director, and then I serve my local outpost as a Discovery Ranger Commander. My wife and I have five kids. I grew up in the Ranger ministry since the age of five and became a Royal Ranger Gold Medalist. And my wife is a Missionette Honor Star. And we have five kids. And we actually travel the country, going from city to city. I'm a retired police chief. And once I retired from the police force, I opened up a company and I travel the country and speak at colleges and universities, the campus police chiefs. And so that's what we've been doing for the last year and a half. COVID, many people are doing COVID virtual outposts, but before COVID hit, we actually started a virtual outpost just because we were on the road. And I truly believe that Rangers is about mentoring boys. And if I'm not mentoring boys, then I'm not doing what my calling is. And so we've had the opportunity to mentor boys all over the country through our virtual outposts, North Carolina and Virginia and Alabama and Georgia. And so our outpost meets every week on Thursdays. And so that's what we've been doing. That's just a little bit about myself.
Awesome. That is so cool. You're using what the enemy would think for evil in this, during this time period where Rangers couldn't meet. You're using technology to be able to meet in a local outpost. And that's awesome. Now, today we're talking about starting a local outpost, maybe not in the virtual aspect, although that there's that option, but maybe just starting it and getting it going. Tom, as we were talking, you had mentioned that you've started over your lifetime, you've started a couple different outposts. Could you tell us about that and how that kind of came to be and where was the beginning? How did that become?
Yeah, you know, so my job has moved me around every 3 to 5 years. It's just the nature of being a police chief and kind of working your way up to larger agencies. And so that's just kind of how it's worked. And so I've landed in towns that have had no Ranger outposts or have had a Ranger outpost that's shut down. And I've landed in towns that don't have an Assembly of God church anywhere within 60 miles of them, you know. And so, you kind of hit that town and you're like, do I have this choice? Do I just kind of go with the flow? flow and not being Rangers, or do I buckle down and I start an outpost? And so in each of these towns, I've just started an outpost. Most of them have been in Assemblies of God churches. There have been a few where there were no AG churches, and we started a non-AG church. And that's how that works, you know. And the Assemblies of God has been so gracious to allow non-AG churches to make an application and start an outpost in those churches. And it works. The non-AG outpost functions exactly like the AG outpost. So the foundation and the functioning is exactly the same. So the startup process is the same. So we've been lucky to see it happen in very small churches and very large churches. I've been the leader of outposts of 5 boys. I've been the leader of outposts of 80 boys, you know. And so we've been lucky to kind of see every aspect of that.
That's awesome. Well, let me ask this. As with any new outpost that's started up, it begins with the vision of some leaders, whether it's what would later on become the outpost coordinator, and some leaders at the church, maybe the church board, maybe the pastor itself. How does that come about? How do those conversations start? I mean, you mentioned that your calling is to mentor young boys and young men. How does that kind of conversation go from that conversation to beginning an outpost?
Yeah, I really do think it is the vision of the men in the church. You know, we want to support our pastor. And I think that a lot of times we focus so much on pastor. Pastors want boys to be mentored, period, man. There is no pastor I've ever met that you walk in and say, hey, I want to lead boys to Christ and then make them lifelong servant leaders. There's no pastor out there I've met that says, oh yeah, I don't want to do that. The issue that the pastors have, and it's a fundamental issue, is they just don't have the men. They have to go out there and recruit this, and pastors are going to have to push that vision onto other men. It's so much easier for the pastor when a group of men come into the pastor's office and say, here we are. Here is what we want to do for the boys in our church. And so that's how I've personally approached it. I've built a strong relationship with my pastor. I have a trust relationship. You know, listen, I didn't walk in there in the first week in that town, start an outpost. I just built that strong relationship with the pastor over time and made sure I understood his heart and his vision and what he would want for Royal Rangers, you know, and how I can help the church. The next piece is to recruit those men. You know, I really believe that just as much as a boys' ministry, Royal Rangers is also a ministry to men. I've grown more as a man, as a father, as a parent, as a husband, as an employer. And so to get that group of men in our church and just sell them on the concept of Royal Rangers. And I didn't do that initially from the stage. I didn't seek out men from a motivational speech that I put out there to try to get guys to sign up. I did that by the same way I recruit boys, by going directly to an individual who I feel would be of a value to the ministry and could help us out, and then approaching him and talking to him about serving in the Royal Ranger ministry. I think that's the core group. And then you go with that core group of men to the pastor, and then you lay it out. I start off with, look at the training that Royal Rangers offers to our church. You know, there's no other ministry out there like this that's offering just training that our men can attend to become great ministers to boys, you know. And so I would say, hey, listen, the first thing we want to do is get this training, get the guys set up and squared away to make sure everybody understands, and then we want to go into launch, and we can talk about that. But it really is laying that foundation of the leadership, the male leadership. And listen, in your outpost to start with, this is going to be crazy, but to start with, you might have more men than you have boys. That's okay. That's a good spot to be in, you know, and you want to grow into that, you know.
Well, you mentioned making sure that we're trained. I know some outposts that we've heard over the years, they've been given the leader's manual, and they said, you know, maybe a pastor gave it to him, maybe another leader gave it to a group commander and said, go ahead and learn this and then teach this to the boys on a Wednesday night. That's not the aspect that you recommend. You're recommending getting trained first, whether it's going to one of the trainings that we offer, been starting it up. So that way they know exactly what they're getting into. Is that correct?
It is, you know, and I'll tell you the other piece I really focus on. I think that sometimes, so Rangers is super easy to sell when you're imagining an Expedition Ranger or an Adventure Ranger because they're imagining these amazing activities of, you know, hiking the mountains and going to these race car races and all these different things, you know. But I think really, I believe that the foundation has to start with Ranger kids. I think that is the first age group that you focus on starting with, because what you're going to do with those Ranger kids, you're going to put your best in there and you're going to raise up a generation of Discovery Rangers who love Rangers. And then you're going to raise up a generation of Adventure Rangers who love Rangers. Now, maybe you're a big enough church that you can roll out all four age groups right off the bat and it all works out great for you. That's not been my experience in the small outpost. When we first get started, we really focus on, you know, Ranger kids or maybe Ranger kids and Discovery Rangers, and focus on those age groups so we can grow them into those higher age groups. You know, what I always say is, you don't teach a boy how to shoot basketball hoops at the age of 15. You teach them as a young kid. You don't teach a boy how to read at the age of 15. You teach them at 5. And so we want to instill the love for Royal Rangers at that youngest age group that we possibly can and teach them about our ministry as they grow. And so, so part of that is a lot of these men, you know, they have no problem hiking, but, you know, how do I lead and engage an 8-year-old, you know, and how do I keep them active and plug all that stuff in? And so I do believe that first foundational piece really is recruiting those men, putting them through the Ranger training, which now, I mean, the first piece they can do is just do it online. You know, they can do it online and take that Ranger Foundations course right online, get them squared away. I've not opened it up an outpost since that has been an option, but it's a great option. And then what I personally like to do is I like to have a kickoff event. We like to do a big old Ranger Derby, you know, on a Saturday and just make that introduction to the Royal Ranger Ministry and get them excited about it. And what we have done is that Ranger Derby, we have built the car from start to finish and race the Derby right there on a Saturday. So everything can be done on a Saturday to have that great Saturday event. And it leads right into that first Wednesday meeting. And that's a time when that Ranger Derby, I've always been able to recruit dads from that, you know, but we have to be very careful when we're starting that we're not putting people in that leadership position that we have not trained and aren't vetted with our process. We want the dads to be involved, and we want the dads to join in with us. We want to mentor the dads into leadership roles. That's absolutely where we want to be. But for that foundational start, that beginning of the Ranger ministry, you really want to make sure the guys leading it understand what Royal Rangers is about, understand our principles, understand our code, understand our values, and understand that our goal is not a Ranger Derby. Our goal is not a camping ministry. Our goal is not an activity ministry. Our goal is to mentor future men, to mentor them into Christ-like manhood, you know. And so so we want to recruit those leaders. And at the beginning, we're kind of desperate for them, but we want to make sure that we present to our boys the best possible leader we can, especially at the very beginning.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and that's really what it is trying to put the best foot forward in all that we're trying to do. No, and you touched on it and said that really it begins with the vision of what the pastor is. I mean, we could go ahead and, you know, take Rangers to what it is. Maybe if you were in Rangers as a, you know, as a boy, you remember what Rangers is, but that may not be the vision that the pastor has for you. And you've probably seen that in example. I mean, how can that be a little, how can you work that into starting Rangers?
Yeah, you know, so, it does, a good example of that is, you know, I was a we started an outpost at a church that, man, they were super cool. You know, they had the fog, they had the lights, they're a super cool church, you know. And you would think, well, Rangers may not fit with that. They may not fit within the vision. No, Rangers fits perfectly in the vision of that. And how we supported our pastor was, you know, they just rolled out a new logo and they were a real big. I mean, this is like the new logo. We want everything branded. And so we fit that right into our ministry, you know. And so when the boys earned, so we had our boys earn their Ranger shirts. When they earned their Ranger shirts, on the left chest was that super cool logo of the church. On the back was the Ranger code, you know? And so we were able to tie those two things in that the boys are earning this thing that ties them directly into the culture of our church while supporting some of the cultural stuff, the Ranger Code mission on the back of that shirt. Just tied those two pieces in. It just worked out well, you know, and we were able to, one of the cool things that Rangers has done, especially with the older groups, is that they have great lesson plans and great Bible studies, but they also allow you to incorporate your own Bible studies. And so we were able to work with the pastor on what his message series was going to be and incorporate that into the Bible lesson plan of what we were doing inside of the Royal Ranger Ministry. And so there's great ways to kind of tie everything in together and make it work and make it work for the country church and make it work for the inner city church, you know, because I'll tell you fundamentally, boys in the country and boys in the city are pretty much the same, you know. They want to be loved, they want to be mentored, they want to have male role models, and so that's what we're offering to them.
And really what it is, yeah, you're getting the mentoring, you're getting the role models, and you're working within the vision of the church. You're not trying to go against to what the pastor or the children's pastor, whoever it may be, what they have in store. You're working with them. From your experience, what has worked well in starting a new outpost and maybe what hasn't?
Yeah, you know, so one of the issues is money, right? So there's a money aspect of that you have to be thinking about when you walk into this. Now, the beauty of the Ranger Ministry is you can really scale this to whatever your budget is, you know? So I told you about a story about the church where we started with t-shirts. You know, those t-shirts were $7 a piece, you know? And so we were able to get the church on board with supporting that because it supported their logo and they helped fund that piece, you know? But, you know, maybe you can't afford a vest or maybe you can't afford the award, but you can use a chart for those kinds of things. So, but I do think that the Ranger Ministry, there's a budget aspect to that. And you just have to figure out what your budget aspect is going to be. Some churches give Ranger Outpost a lot of money for that budget piece. And some, it's a $0 budget and you start from the beginning, you know? So I would say that's your strongest piece. I mean, you know, the other piece is really figuring out, the time aspect that works best to have a full functioning Royal Ranger Ministry, from kindergarten through 12th grade and how that works within your church's timing, right? So for instance, at my church, we only had one nightly service. You know, we didn't have a Sunday night service. We only had a Wednesday night service and we had youth. And as a Ranger guy, you got to pull back and say, hey, listen, youth is so important for the development, for the spiritual and emotional development of a young Christian man. And so how can I support that, but also support him in this godly mentorship process with men? And so how we did it, it was a larger church. We had two Sunday morning services. And so we made sure that when a boy went to sixth grade, we had this celebration for him where he advanced into the youth ministry on Wednesday nights. And then on Sunday during second service, we had our, Adventure Rangers and Expedition Ranger meeting so they could still stay plugged into that godly mentorship and not leave the ministry because, you know, we believe in developing future men. We can't stop at sixth grade. We need to continue on through 12th grade to develop that godly man. But we also want to make sure that we are supporting all the functions within the ministry. And youth ministry is a strong piece that we must support. And so it's really kind of looking at how do I get outside the box and how do I make this effective and applicable to my church? Listen, some churches have Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night service. Okay, well, that's going to be an easy one, you know, but it really is. And some churches have no night services. And so how can I pull this ministry in to make it effective for what is intended to be, which is mentoring future men?
I really want to encourage you, if you're an outpost coordinator, or maybe you're a children's or youth pastor, and you only have Rangers going from K through fifth grade. Rangers goes all the way to 12th grade, and you don't have that adventure and expedition group currently going on. Pray about it. Talk to your senior pastor. Talk and see what options you have. There's all different options. We don't want to compete with youth, the youth group, the ministry that you have at your local church. We want to work together. We're all have the same goal. to see the young men and boys come into a deeper relationship with the Lord. Well, we want to work together. If that means that a ranger group, the expedition and adventure, would have to meet on a different time and night than the other groups, well, that's fine. Work, see what works best for you and your church. That's the nice thing about rangers, and you're going to see on all of our publications and everything that we put out, Rangers, Royal Rangers is a very flexible ministry. Now, you see, I did not mention the word program. It is a ministry, and it is a very flexible ministry. You know, we could go into details about, you know, plans and resources. We kind of did that, and, you know, promotion, and that's more of a, you know, of a advertising and marketing. That it could be different on each type of church that you attend. Well, how do you, in your case, maintain the ministry? So you start it up, you launch it, but how do you maintain that momentum that you have when you start up the Royal Ranger Outpost? Because we all want to see it grow. Yeah. We don't want it to stagnate. We wanted to see it grow.
Yeah. So, you know, Rob, I think that's the big one. You know, so first thing I want to say is when you go to the national website, I mean, there is a clear guideline on here's how you help get things started. But let me just add this piece to it. If you call the district you're in and you talk to that district director and say, we want to start Rangers, I'm telling you, we are going to be so excited, man. We love it when we hear that we're starting Rangers. And so as a district, we are going to do anything we can to get over there, to support you, to help you get started. I mean, so you just don't be alone. Call us. Call the district and say, hey, I'm starting Rangers. And we will do everything in our power to help you, because that's music to our ears. You know, the continuation of the process to make sure that we don't fall off, that, you know, the outposts stay on track and stay growing and stay healthy, is really built in to the Outpost Leaders Advancement System. That is really taking these Outpost leaders to continual training so we become better leaders, right? So we start with this Ranger Foundations, and it's an 8-hour course, and we do it online, and we do these different things. And then we work our way into a national training program, and then to a world-class Outpost training, where we can continually assess what we're doing and say, how can we become better? You know, one Outpost, we were at a point where we were effectively reaching every boy in our church, man. We had them. They were all coming. And I still had more men. Honestly, we had more men than we needed, you know? And so we pulled back and said, okay, now we got our boys in our church and we have enough men to supervise them. How do we reach outside of the boundary of our church? And can we do a radio ad? Can we do a billboard and recruit boys into this ministry to now really evangelize lost boys who don't have any church background? And so as an outpost, you have to look at yourself and say, how do I continually improve myself? I can't be stayed. We got the boys in our church. How do we improve ourselves? And then I would say, as men, we as men have a desire to become better, to advance, to work our way up the ladder. You know, there's very few men that you'll meet like, oh yeah, I'm super happy with my job. I plan on never moving up ever again in my life. You know, and Rangers is the same way. You know, there are opportunities for our men to plug in at the sectional and the district and the regional level to become better commanders and become better leaders. And then the last thing I'll say is, don't forget that this ministry ministers to men. Mm-hmm. And make sure that we're providing opportunities for the men in our outpost to grow closer to the Lord through doing things together as outpost leaders, by having prayer sessions together, by going together to men's conferences or just doing men events, because we want strong, godly outpost leaders leading our boys. And the easiest way for us to not have a ranger outpost or having a ranger outpost that closes down is to lose those godly men who are leading the boys. We have to have that as a foundational piece. And so the outpost coordinator really needs to make sure he's providing opportunities for the men in his outpost to advance, to be trained, and to grow closer to Christ.
And I totally 100% agree with that. And I want to say to all of you, please reach out to your district office, whatever state you're in, whether you're in California, Georgia, up in the Northeast, in Oregon and Washington, wherever you're at, reach out to them. They want to hear from you. They want to work together with you. They want to see that. We want to build more resources and help them at all levels. And it just means you're not alone. we want to hear from you. We want to partner with you. That's really what it is, what it's all about. So I know they want to partner with you. We want to partner with you to be able to help everybody with the same goal. Hey, well, Tom, thanks so much for being with us today on the National Royal Ranger podcast. We're excited to hear from you and your experience, and just to encourage those local commanders and pastors that are looking at starting new outposts in their area. Thank you so much.
Hey, no, it was awesome being with you guys. And listen, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about doing an outpost, call us, get it started. Even as just ministering to two boys, we are going to help develop those two boys to be future lifelong servant leaders inside the church and for the kingdom of God. So don't think that you're too small of a church or too large of a church. We can't wait to help you get an outpost started. Super excited about it. God bless you guys.
You've been listening to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. To learn more about Royal Rangers, visit us online at royalrangers.com or contact us at rangers@ag.org. Join us again next week as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the ministry of Royal Rangers.